cliffcentral.com.
Hello and welcome to another In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favorite podcast platform. In my best CNN voice, here it goes. This is cliffcentral.com. But who needs CNN when you've got Cliff Central anyway? This program is where you get to meet the people I'm lucky enough to meet on my travels around the world as a conference speaker. I speak at about 180 events a year all over the place, get to meet some really amazing people, and we figured here at Cliff Central that you should get to meet them as well. So normally we do Skype guests, but occasionally we have somebody who's bold enough and brave enough to come live into the studio with us. And my guest today has done exactly that. It was actually very fortuitous that he was here during our recording session because he's just signed an exclusive deal to appear live on Cliff Central with a show not unlike this one. And I'm delighted to tell you he's a fellow colleague and speaker. I've collaborated with him over the years for a really great amount of fun, great amount of time. His name is Ryan Hogarth. He's the influence guy, the digital guy. And he's just walked out of a meeting into the studios to say hi and waved. And we said, whoa, 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 come in here. What's going on? Why are you at Cliff Central? So Ryan, welcome to the show.
Michael, thank you for having me. Great to be back on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you once again. But why are you at Cliff Central today?
Well, I guess, not unlike yourself, I have a desire to have a platform to talk about what it is I talk about. And my interest and fascination for the last 5.5 years or so that I've been speaking is how technology and social platforms and digital transformation is changing how we behave, how we changing behavior in the workforce, how customers are behaving differently, and really how digital is influencing the world around us. And I've had a show going for some time, and I'm now bringing it to Cliff Central. And I interview people at the coalface of that change, people who are seeing how the world of digital is transforming everything about this world. You know, it's a fascinating time to be alive. Everything we've understood about business has evolved, is changing because of what we see around us. You know, 20 years ago, our markets and our competitors were fairly simple to understand. You know, these days, our competitors are far smarter, or our markets are faster, smarter, and more agile than we are, and we're struggling to keep up. And so how does that impact on us? How does that influence us? How do we need to change the way we think about business in order to grow and continue our very existence, I suppose?
So I've been aware, as you've just mentioned, that you've had a show on another radio station whose name is too repulsive to mention. What you've now done is decided to bring it here, and Gareth Cliff has said, come to cliffcentral.com.
Absolutely, and I'm enormously excited about it because it is, like your show, it is a 15-minute show, which I think is ideal for a podcast. You know, the idea is, you know, the average drive in Joburg is around 20 minutes. So if you download a podcast in a trip from, you know, home to the office or office to a meeting, wherever you're going, in 15 minutes, you can listen to a complete show and not have it interrupted. So I really think, you know, that the show was designed with podcast in mind, the idea that it can live on and people can listen to it at their convenience when it works for them, and you know, rather than the accidental casual listener of, oh well, I happen to be in the car at a certain time. So that's why I had an interest in coming here, and I'm very enormously grateful that Cliff Central have a strong interest in the show and what I have to say. So yeah, I'm enormously excited about where this is going to go.
I'm happy for you. When does it start?
On the 12th of September. So that's, very, very soon. So I hope your listeners will make the effort to give me a listen.
I'm sure they will as well. It sounds amazing. So 12th of September, you're going out with your first 15-minute show. What are you calling it?
It's going to be called Digital Influence. And it's really, that's what it is. You know, the story, what I talk about is digital transformation. And even, you know, anyone, I guess there's two things to clarify about what digital transformation means. Firstly, even if you're unfamiliar with the term, it's affecting you and your business right now.
Right.
And you're already on the road to either transformation or irrelevance. And secondly, quite surprisingly, digital transformation is not about technology. It really is changing the way you think and the way you think about business culture and shaping your business culture so that it is relevant, appropriate, and valuable in what we're now starting in, which is the digital age.
Now, you're talking on this subject, as I do, as a conference speaker for a living as well.
Yes.
You're all over the world. I mean, I'm aware that you've recently returned from London. You've had a gig in Switzerland. You're about to go to the States on a conference. I mean, this is a worldwide message, isn't it, that you're
carrying out? Very much
out.
So. I mean, it is what is happening everywhere in the world. And you know, you often think about, well, surely there are certain industries that are unaffected by digital transformation. But just a few weeks ago, I read a long article about how farming is going digital. And that for me was the final indication. Well, if farming is going digital, then everything is going digital. So it is a global message. It is, you know, there isn't a single person today who is unaffected by an app or connection to the internet or the way that we can instantly connect with each other and do business anytime, anywhere. And it's a great positive message, I think, because for those who are willing to see the opportunities, the opportunities are massive. There are really amazing things to be done. So I'm very privileged and very excited about the fact that I get to talk about this all over the world. And as you mentioned, I'm going to Austin, Texas, in October, which will be the first time I'm speaking there. Yeah, I think that's going to be an awesome trip.
No, it's amazing. And I think, as you say, you know, whether you work from home, whether you're unemployed, whether you work for a corporate, or whether you are a corporate, I mean, the digital stuff is shaping the destiny of our planet. The world of work in the 21st century is very, very different to the old industrial revolution style that many of us grew up with and are still working in today.
You know, you can't go to a conference today without hearing about either Uber, Airbnb, Netflix, and really what are, I guess, the rock star companies in the digital age. But you know, it's hard enough to come up with an idea and then build something around it, like say Uber have done. But in truth, the vast majority of us have a great and even more difficult task. We're taking businesses that have been around for a long time. And if you're a large corporate and you've got a long corporate history of 40, 60, 80, 100 years, you're almost burdened by that history. And now you're taking this behemoth, really, and now going, okay, how do we become digital? How do we become instantly responsive and agile? And that is a tougher undertaking to go through, because you're changing something, not just starting something. And
there's no real blueprint for it.
There isn't, there isn't a blueprint for it. There are some companies around the world that have made, that are doing very well with it, and that's what I'm fascinated in, what I spend a lot of time studying, is those that are succeeding with the transformation, what are the characteristics that they exemplify or that they display, or what have they done that has been successful? And it is remarkable how, you know, technology is a vital and important element of it, but it is the cultural change that most miss. Because when you think digital, they go, you know, the knee-jerk response is, oh, let's get an app. Let's find a developer that can develop an app for our business. And you're almost missing the point, because you haven't deconstructed what your business is about and what are you trying to solve with your app. And so the cultural shift is what's most fascinating to me. And the idea that, you know, if we're going to be in this world, we've got to be purpose driven, because by and large, people who are interacting with brands, if I'm buying from you as a brand, I realize that I'm buying into your brand as well. So I want to know that you're a good brand, you're a responsible brand, you have some meaning in this world. So bizarrely, corporates are going, okay, well, why do we exist? What is the reason that we exist in this world? What are we trying to do? What's our bold statement about the impact we can have in the world? And then they're saying, how can we make things simple? Because if there's anything we know about corporate, the bigger you are, the more complicated you've become. But those making the journey to digital are saying, well, how can we uncomplicate things? How do we make things less rather than more? How can we strip out bureaucracy and all the bullshit that goes with that and make something that's awesome?
I love that. But, you know, even if you drill it away from corporate down to the individual, like people listening to this podcast right now, I would challenge you, if you're listening right now, to think, what is your digital footprint? Where's your Facebook presence? How professional is it? What does your brand image and identity look like? I mean, I deal with an awful lot of people. I've got thousands of followers on LinkedIn, as you have, thousands on Twitter, thousands on YouTube, thousands on Facebook. Most people have the bare minimum presence or they get their presence completely and utterly wrong. Your brand is you if you're an individual, let alone if you're a large corporate in that particular space as well. And, you know, I'm staggered constantly by the amount of people who don't even have a LinkedIn photograph profile. I mean, it's, you know, people do this very poorly, and yet the world demands now that you've got a solid presence right the way up from being an individual all the way through to being a corporate as well. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And also, what does that mean? You know, if you have a presence, what you're saying to the world is, I'm here, this is what I do, and I am available to you. And so if you're on Twitter, people on Twitter expect fairly instant response. You know, if I'm going to tweet you, I don't want a response in 2 or 3 days. So that's where it's often people get it wrong is these are communication platforms for your customer, for the people who you want to get in touch with you, and you have to use it effectively. And by effectively means very quickly. You know, if you're available, be available, answer questions, get back to people quickly. Almost you're removing friction. And that's really, if I were to sum up what the digital age represents, it means, you know, as customers, we have so little friction in our lives. We can get what we want instantly. If I hear a song, I can Shazam it and buy it within seconds. You know, in the old days, if I heard a song, it was a laborious process to eventually own that piece of music. That
I've friction, walked into record stores in the old days to hum something and said, have you got this? And they always said no.
But that's all gone. And that's what you need to be thinking about. Where is the friction in your business? How difficult is it for your customer to interact with you, to get what they want from you? And are you working to simplify that process? You know, you want to be thinking about, how can my customer get what they want with a click, a tap, a swipe, or a gesture? How can they get it right now?
And no, I love it. I've got to tell you, on my own website, theothermichaeljackson.com, I've got my PA is now virtual as well as live. Simon, my PA, if you spend 30 seconds on my website at theothermichaeljackson.com and don't click anything, my virtual PA pops up and goes, hi, we see you're on the website. What are you looking for? And that's software called drift.com. Mm. And it's free. I mean, you know, it doesn't take too much to get into this. So I guess that's what your show is going to be all about.
Very much so. It's people who are working in this field, people who are living at – people at the coalface of this massive change that we're right in the middle of. And, you know, where is it working? Where is it not working? How are things evolving? And how are – you know, every time your customer uses – uses an app, it changes the way they think. It changes their expectation of you. So I want to speak to people who understand that and are working in that field in one way or another, and where they see it working, where it needs to improve. And that can be anything from human resources to marketing to entrepreneurship to individuals building businesses to, you know, all the fantastic gadgetry you hear about, like virtual reality and that sort of thing. So it really is a breadth, but in a nutshell, it is, how is digital influencing our world? And how can you influence within that?
So that's going to be the brand new show here on cliffcentral.com, Digital Influence with Ryan Hogarth. And the best way to put him to the test, I guess, is go and Google his name. Go and Google Ryan Hogarth and find out who this digital boffin is. I mean, you're hearing him live in the studio now. I've been privileged, Ryan, to see you speak all over the planet as well. I mean, we've shared the stage in a number of different countries, and you're traveling as extensively almost as I am at the moment as well. I mean, you know, it's weird. The guests that we put onto the show are always those kind of people that get out there and do it. This has been a journey that you've loved as well, culminating up till now, and, you know, your own show now on cliffcentral.com. How does it feel?
Well, I think for me, it's testament to the world we live in. You can do whatever you want to do. If you have the will, there is the means now to build a global brand, to start something, to talk to a niche audience, a broad audience, and get yourself out there, whatever your brand is. And that's why we live in a time when a massive brand is being threatened by a company that's got 12 employees and been around for 12 months. The customers are there. Go out and find them and use the means we have. So for me, it's been a journey in doing that. You know, I've built my own brand through social media, through technology, through these amazing digital platforms. And it is remarkable. The world is there for the taking for anyone who sees the opportunity and goes for it.
And you're going to be telling success stories as well as how-to case studies, I guess.
Very much so. Absolutely. I want people to get excited about it. I want them to listen and go, I want to do this. I can do this for my business. I can transform my business into something amazing from what it is now.
Wow. So that's going to be Digital Influence with Ryan Hogarth. broadcast for the first time live on the 12th of September. Go on to the cliffcentral.com website right now. Go and search it for Ryan Hogarth. Have a look at when that show's coming out. Get ready to download those podcasts. Sign up and subscribe to them. Follow Ryan on social media as well. Just go and Google Ryan Hogarth. You'll find him everywhere. And get yourself attuned to the world of digital influence, because you're going to be hearing about it right here on cliffcentral.com.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you as a co-host on the platform. When I saw you stick your head around the door, I thought, oh, God, he's after my job. But he's not. He's just enhancing the broadcast footprint, the podcast footprint of what is the top podcast platform in the galaxy.
Cliffcentral.com.
Oh, you see, he even says it like me as well. Ryan Hogarth, thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to be keenly podcast downloading your new show. More power to your elbow.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. CliffCentral.com.